Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Welcome to a powerful encounter with the Word of God, brought to you by Eastwood Annabelle.
Wrestling against principalities. Definitely, you don't want to come into a ministry festival and your first topic has to do with wrestling. Because after all, who in this world, in their normal senses, like anything about wrestling? But that is what it is. Wrestling against principalities. Now, in life, those who hate wrestling cannot have permanent rest. If in life you fear wrestling, you fear fighting, you will never have permanent rest. Now, permanent rest comes only after conquest. It is impossible to have conquest without wrestling. So the Apostle Paul, writing to the Ephesians, said, "We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places." That word wrestle means to struggle. It means to fight. It means to vibrate. So to struggle, to wrestle, to vibrate. It means there is some agitation and you must wrestle against something. In this dispensation of grace, where grace covers anything and everything, and the Christians believe you don't have to work, you don't have to resist anything, you don't have to fight anything, the grace of God has acquired everything for you. Me, I won't be surprised if one day we start teaching that grace will eat for you. When you put food in your mouth, don't chew it, because by the grace of God it is chewed. Consider it chewed, because when Jesus said it is finished, even bathing, you don't have to bath. You are bathed already. Tell your neighbor you are bathed already. Yeah, you don't need to bath. You don't need soap. Because the blood of Jesus Christ has cleansed you from all sin and from all death, including even your sweat. You know, ladies and gentlemen, wrestling is a normal part of life. Listen to me, people. Life is full of battles. Fightings. The Apostle Paul went to Ephesus, and he encountered some strange situation. He wrote to the Corinthians about it. He said that in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, the verse number 32, "If after the manner of men I have fought the beast of Ephesus, what advantage of me if the dead rise not? Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die." So he's saying that there's going to be the resurrection of the dead. And if there's nothing like the resurrection of the dead, then let's eat and drink, because tomorrow we are going to die. But he said, truly, there is a resurrection of the dead. So you know what? I fought against the beast of Ephesus. So he said, humanly speaking, in human perspective, you know, sometimes when some of these verses are written in the King James Bible, they are quite difficult to understand. But if you read them in other translations, you may understand it better. So let's look at this scripture in the Amplified version of the Bible. Amplified. And Amplified says, "What good has it done me if merely from the human point of view?" So that thing you see, if after the manner of men, actually is if from the human point of view. If from the human point of view, I have fought against the beast of Ephesus. So Paul has to fight the beast of Ephesus on the issues of the resurrection. And he's saying, if there is no resurrection, then I have fought against this beast of Ephesus for nothing. And this beast of Ephesus, some Bible scholars believe that they took Paul actually in Ephesus and they threw him to lions and to foxes for for him to fight against them. But others say, no, this is not likely to be the case because he was a Roman citizen and they could not have done that to him. He was a Roman citizen, so they could not have done that to him. But what is generally believed that is that there were these people who hated Paul with a passion. And I'm telling you people, pastors can be hated. Men of God and preachers, they can be hated in towns and villages. And sometimes when you are a pastor and you don't come across that level of hatred, you may never understand it. But the hatred people can have for a preacher is way up there because a lot of people, they work for these principalities and powers and the rulers of the darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness in high places. And these principalities and powers and the rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places, instigate them, instill hatred in them against the preacher. And when they get you, anything they can do against you, they will do it. From false accusation to crucifying you, putting things on you which you have never done, and they will say anything. If they get you, they will kill you. So Paul is saying in Ephesus, I have to deal with human beings with animal passions and animal instinct. These human beings like were like animals. They were human beings, but they were like animals. The level of their hatred was just too much. He said, I fought them. So this is Paul. He's fighting. Pastor, you will have to fight. Preacher, you will have to fight. Believers, you will have to fight. You will have to contend anything you are doing. Businessman, you will have to contend. Family man, you will have to contend. Anybody who fears contention, you fear fighting, you fear war, you will never have conquest. And I pray that this morning, listen, even love, you will have to fight to entrench love. Because there are times you will see yourself in a family and everybody in the family is walking in hatred, unforgiveness, and you must put yourself in the center there and fight for love to be entrenched in the house. But I pray to God Almighty that somebody will decide, I want to be a wrestler. I want to be a fighter. So Paul wrote to the Corinthians and he said that, he wrote to the Ephesians, I beg your pardon. He said, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against principalities, we wrestle against powers, the rulers of the darkness of this world, and spiritual wickedness in high places. But people, every believer, you are wrestling against witchcraft, religious bigotry, and greed. Christianity is a life of constant warfare. The most godly are not exempted from this warfare. The spiritual forces we come against are very intelligent. They are strong. They are well-organized demonic and angelic beings. The devil's kingdom is organized with levels of authority well in place. So when you go into the devil's territory, there are levels of authority. It's Christians who hate levels of authority. But in the devil's kingdom, when you go there, it is well organized. Principalities, then powers, then the rulers of the darkness of this world, then spiritual wickedness in high places. They respect authority. In the devil's kingdom, nobody does what you want to do. In the devil's kingdom, No, listen, you don't have your own brain. From the time something comes from Satan, when it gets to principalities, it rolls down like that to the powers, to the rulers of the darkness of this world, to spiritual wickedness in high places. And they move and they obey. And because they move and they obey and listen to instruction, their work is quick. Christians have to take time. You know, I mean, you give an instruction and then they'll tell you, you know, the liberty in Christ is very good. They give you the instruction and say, I'll pray about it. And sometimes it takes you about 1 year to pray about it. And the devil tells the principalities. And the principalities tell a human being. And another human being tells another human being. And they move straight. Nothing like they are going to pray about today. They have their ranking, and once an authority has spoken, can you imagine in the army barracks, your general calls you a sergeant and say, we are moving you from Tamale to Takrady. Then he says, sir, can you give me 10 days to pray about it? No, you are finished. There's no pray about it. You know what, ladies and gentlemen? When God gives you an assignment, some of the places he may send you to will not look very nice. And the human beings you will see may not look very nice, but they carry the authority to give you the visa to your America, to your Britain, to the will of God, and to the counsel of God. And I pray that God will give you a discerning spirit. Otherwise, you are going to spend your life in the spirit, making mistakes. So, you know, people, the principalities, they are the first on the list of satanic spirits that are employed to destroy not only believers, but unbelievers alike. And that Greek word for principalities is arche. Everybody say arche or archas. Okay, so you can say archas or you can say arche, whichever is correct. And those of you used to say archas, that one too is okay. I mean, especially when we are praying and you say we come against archas, it's okay. So arche, archas. And it means beginning, it means origin, it means the extremity of a thing, it means first in place, it means magistracy, and it means rulers. So these are the rulers over nations. They rule over nations. They are the old time rulers, or sometimes you can call them the chief rulers. The first in the order, after the devil. Highest ranking angelic being. They are positioned over nations and kingdoms to ensure satanic rule. So their assignment is this. Satanic rule, ensure it. Ensure satanic rule. Ensure that Satan is in charge of this territory. So these are positioned over all these nations to ensure satanic rule. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers, and against the rulers of the darkness of this world. Position over nations. One of their main assignments is to separate people from the love of God. One of their main assignments is to separate people from the love of God. And I can tell you, many people are being separated from the love of God. I knew a man in the USA who, just about 2 years ago, very, very zealous, serving God. Recently, I was talking to his wife, and the wife told me, well, my husband doesn't go to church anymore. He said, the church is deceiving him. He said, everything he has been hearing all these years up till now is an error. It's now his eyes are open. You know, right now, people are eating from the tree of the Garden of Eden. They are eating forbidden fruit on the internet, social media, and everything. And they are saying, oh, now our eyes are open. They used to deceive us. Now our eyes are open. Now our eyes are open. And I can tell you, many are backsliding. And the principalities and the powers are sitting over the nations. And they are feeding the people with lies. And they are instilling all kinds of rebellion in people. Against the word of God, against pastors, against the church. And 24/7, you hear things about the church more than witchcraft and divination. So now the church has become an enemy of the church. Men of God have become enemies of men of God. The real enemy we are supposed to be contending against, our attention has been divided from that enemy, and we are now destroying ourselves, fighting against ourselves. Now, the aim of these principalities is to separate us from the love of God. And principalities are, they separate us from the love of God. They are bloodthirsty powers that dominate the souls of people. And when you are a believer and you try to save people, you try to set people free from satanic captivity, they will attack you. They will do all kinds of things to destroy you. And Satan will use the power of fear to dominate people's lives. But we thank God that through our history, wherever the devil rises up to destroy human lives, God raises up people, revivalists, champions of the kingdom, who rise up and they fight against the enemy. I pray in the name of Jesus that today you will be empowered by God to overcome principalities, overcome powers, overcome the thrones of darkness. You are wrestling, but the wrestling is not going to defeat you. The wrestling is rather going to give you power. The wrestling is going to give you the victory. I declare you a winner in the battle against principalities and powers in the name of Jesus. Amen. So you read Paul talking to the Romans, and this is what he said: who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Everything happening around you is designed to separate you from the love of Christ. He said, shall tribulation, shall distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword. Now, look at me. These people were in the dispensation of grace. They still had to deal with tribulation. They had to deal with distress. They had to deal with persecution. They had to deal with famine. They had to deal with nakedness. They had to deal with peril. They had to deal with the sword. Because all these things are still wrestling against them to separate them from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all day long. And let me tell you this, people, principalities and powers can kill. And that is why we should pray without ceasing. He said, for thy sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. And the thing he's saying is that it's Christians who are dying. It's Christians who are being killed. In our day to day, if a Christian died or a Christian is being killed, we don't even realize that it's principalities and powers that killed them. No, but these principalities and powers are wicked. They are evil. They can kill. Like I normally say in this church, if Satan gets you, he will kill you. So you want to be very careful with your life. Be prayerful. Be in the spirit. Be in the spirit. Because if the enemy gets you, he will kill you. And he will not just kill you, because if he kills you just like that, you will go to heaven. But what he will do, first of all, is that he will separate you from the love of God. And after you are separated from the love of God, and he knows you are going to hell, then he will kill you. That is why there is a lot of backsliding. And people used to go to church. People used to be in Christ. All of a sudden, they don't go to church again. They don't know Jesus Christ again. One day, I remember a certain Christian. He went to a Muslim funeral. Okay? And then after going to the Muslim funeral, he said the funeral was very nice to him, because he has gone there, and the funeral is very nice, and it was very simple, and it's not like the Christian one. So after that, he just became Muslim. He just became a Muslim, because he said that the funeral of the Muslims is nice. Listen, funeral cannot determine the religion or the faith you should follow. You follow the faith because Jesus Christ says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. You know what? A funeral only shows you the way to the grave, but Jesus shows you to the way to heaven. And you cannot jump out of a church and say you've got to do tuba, you've got to become a Muslim just because you like the way a funeral is conducted. How can funeral determine where you worship and who you worship and how you worship? I came to tell the church, you know what? We are the pillar of truth. God has given us the truth. We are walking in the ways of God. He said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I'm the life. The church may not be perfect, but this is the pillar of truth. Now we see faintly as through a glass, But then, face to face, we shall know, even as we know, by the fruit of patience, by the fruit of endurance, we are waiting and we are working and we are fighting in our body, in our soul, in our spirit, in our environment, until we become like Him. I came to challenge every believer. This is not the time for you to change religion. Jump out. This is not the time for you to give up your faith. The principalities and the powers, they are working. They are online. They are working. They are in the shrines. They are in the prayers. They are in the places of gossip. The principalities and the powers, they are everywhere. And their attempt is to separate you from the love of God. But I see somebody standing. No false doctrine. Ayakabasa. No doctrine. No false doctrine shall separate you from the love of God. Come on, clap your hands and scream and pray. He said, for thy sake, we are killed all day long. I remember one day, several years ago, I went to hospital here in Boga to see a pastor who was sick. When I went into the hospital, I saw the pastor lying down. His tongue was moving around in his mouth, an elderly man. And I could tell that the man was going to die. Torment and torture. When I stood there watching him, the Lord said to me, this man is like Samson, who the enemies have taken and they put him in an amphitheater, circus style, just to mock him as he dies. I saw the man was restless. I think, Pearl, I was with you. I was there with mommy. And then I prayed a prayer. I said, Lord, the way this man is being tormented, if he has to come home and come to you, let him come. But this thing, this mockery, the way the enemy is mocking, it's not good. I left. I think that same day or the day after, the man went to be with the Lord. But you know, people, I'm telling you, Satan kills. Witches and wizards, principalities and powers, they kill. They destroy. They sit on nations. They rule over presidents, prime ministers. There are times a president of a country or a prime minister of a country or the chief or can take a decision and you are wondering how they took that decision. And the decision they are taking is to separate people from the love of God. He said, for that sake we are killed all day long. Verse number 37. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Christ who loved us. For I am persuaded, now listen, I'm persuaded, that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities. Everybody say principalities. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. Now go back to verse 38. I am persuaded that neither death nor life. You know, sometimes death can separate you from the love of Christ. The devil knows, and the principalities and powers, they know that if they can kill, they will separate you from the love of Christ. Now, watch me. Somebody under the sound of my voice watching me online, listen to me. Death can separate you from the love of Christ. You know, the early apostles, they killed some of them. Can you imagine James and John? I'm giving you James and John. James and John. James and John. James and John. And Peter, I'm looking at these three people with Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration. I'm looking at them in the Garden of Gethsemane. I'm looking at the closest three people to Jesus. And John, that's his brother. The one they killed. James. They took James and killed him. I want to ask you a question. If your name is John, and you are this close with Jesus, with your brother, and Peter, and they took Peter, Herod took this James, and with the sword, he killed him. You, John, you may lose your faith. Where was God when they did this to my brother? Where was God when they slaughtered my brother? And they were getting ready to take Peter also. And I'm telling you, if they had added Peter to James, that is the end of the church. The devil knows how painful death can be. And Satan sends executioners. I declare today, anybody under the sound of my voice, any executioner spirit that has been sent to kill anybody anywhere in order to separate you from the love of God, we rebuke the principalities, we rebuke the powers in the name of Jesus. And I want you to scream like your voice is yours and pray. Satan uses life to separate people from the love of God. Somebody said, ha. Sometimes Satan can just give you a visa and your Christian life is over. Visa, life. Visa. Oh, you have a visa to America. You have a visa to London. You have a visa to Canada. You have a visa to Germany. You have a visa to Britain. You have a visa to Mali. You have a visa to Niger. You have a visa to Burkina. Even Burkina, you can have a visa. In fact, a visa to Togo. Obi Timi ko Togo. Oba ya osi makwa Burkina. Then when greeting good morning, say come on to care. Come on to care. I'm combining English. I'm combining French and Ghan. To care, a care. Mini a care, a care. Come on to care. Moi, je m'appelle Issouda Naba. Moi, je viens du Togo. Allez-y, Togo. Togo. Togolais. He has gone to Togo. Somebody gets a visa. Listen, life can turn you into an unbeliever. You can get a master's degree, and after that, you are wiser than the rest of us. You don't have anything. Look, man of God, I know people who were sitting in this church with all of us. They were with all of us. When they got degree, we were lower than them. They got masters, we were lower than them. By the time they got doctorate, we are too low for them to relate. No, I've seen it in this house. And I watch it quietly. Samson followed life. Women. A person named Nijikakra. Any beautiful woman Samson saw, he wanted. Finally, life separated him from the love of God.
I believe you've been blessed by this message. For further information, please visit www.eastwoodanaba.com. God bless you richly.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233 26 767 6055, +233 26 767 6055, or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. info@godswordforus.com.